This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Pew Charitable Trust is examining state-level policies on several issues this week. Pew's State Line is looking at education, healthcare, budgets, criminal justice, and affordable housing. Scott Greenberger is executive editor of State Line for the Pew Charitable Trust as they release their annual State of the States report this week. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly are you trying to find out in these various reports, and what do you think they're ultimately telling us?
Well, what we do is in many states, including Michigan, the legislative sessions are beginning this month or will begin shortly. And we're just trying to take a look at some of the issues that will be, if not dominating, at least present in sessions and in states around the country. And so this year we've decided to focus on, as you say, higher education and Medicaid expansion, budgets and revenues, which of course are always an issue, criminal justice reform, and housing.
And why these issues in particular?
Well, I mean, there are many. We're limited to five in this series. Of course, there are many more issues that states will be dealing with, but we decided that judging from our research, and what we do is, in addition to publishing our own stories every day, we do a roundup of the top state stories from around the country, and these were the ones that rose to the top. Seemed like they were of interest in many different states around the country and might be... good ones to dive into for our series.
How much variation do you find around the country in terms of what states do on these issues? Are there really, big, broad ranges of how states go at certain topics?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes our jobs fun, actually, because while there's gridlock to a large extent in Washington and the states, there's a lot of action. There are states that are dominated by Republicans that are experimenting with the sorts of policies that the Republicans in Washington would love to do on a national level. And by the same token, there are democratically dominated states that are pursuing policies that Democrats on the national level would love to pursue. So it's fun to see how states are faring and experimenting with some of these policies. And then also, in states where the power is divided between Republicans and Democrats, there does seem to be, because there has to be by state constitutions, the budgets have to be balanced and they have to be completed every year. There does seem to be an ability to compromise and to get things done, which is refreshing and makes it interesting to cover. So,
if you're comparing Michigan to other states, what are some conclusions that one can reach about how Michigan is going at these issues and how that compares to other states on the national stage?
Well, there are some issues where Michigan is very much in line with what other states are doing and dealing with. I mean, for example, when we talk about budgets and funding, I know it's been a big concern. Roads and transportation has been a huge issue there, and Governor Steiner has tried to come up with a way to increase funding for transportation, and that's something that's a pressing need across the country. There are many states that are trying to find ways to increase transportation funding because of that gridlock I mentioned in Washington, the fact that the federal transportation money has been stagnant for some time. So that's something that's been a big concern in Michigan and in many other states. Another issue where Michigan has a lot of company is the issue of criminal justice reform. That's something that people are predicting will be a big topic of discussion during the session. That's also the case in many other states around the country.
Michigan has been in the news for the last several weeks for all the wrong reasons, really, mainly because of the Flint water crisis. I assume that you put this report together in a way that made it pretty tough to address that in any meaningful fashion. But I do wonder if perhaps this is the point at which someone like yourself, who's looking at how states deal with things, and you mentioned infrastructure, if maybe water infrastructure becomes one of those issues that you take a look at on a statewide basis, as well as how various states are addressing it.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting issue. Of course, that the situation point will be a main topic of discussion in the legislature there as they get to work. But you're right, there is a broader issue there, perhaps. I mean, a lot of the infrastructure, water-related infrastructure around the country is quite old, and some of it is as old as a century or more. And so it's quite possible that the sort of problems we've seen in Flint might arise in other parts of the country and force cities and states in other parts of the country to deal with them.
Is there anything we can say broadly about the types of policies that seem to be having success at the state level, where certain states seem to be maybe getting at solutions in certain ways and other states maybe haven't gotten there yet but are looking at copying that?
I think the criminal justice reform issue is one that falls into that category again. I think there are some states, some very surprising states that you'd think of as very conservative in law and order states, such as Texas, have had success in reforming their criminal justice system so that it costs less money and you're incarcerating fewer people, but at the same time, you're not having a negative effect on public safety. I think that a lot of states are interested in doing that and following that path. And I think that some of the recent events, Ferguson and other places, would put the concern over the relationship between police forces and the communities they police is feeding into that as well. I do think we've reached sort of a tipping point on criminal justice issues, and there does seem to be a real interest in almost every state in making some changes after really decades through the 80s and 90s of very tough on crime policies and mandatory minimum sentences and that sort of thing, very tough laws against drug abuse.
We've done a couple interviews on this, and there seems to be some feeling that this is a bipartisan issue. Are there others? You noted earlier that sometimes the partisan gridlock doesn't seem quite so bad at the state level, even when there is divided government. So are there other issues where Democrats and Republicans at the state level are finding some common ground and at least getting some legislation through?
Well, I do think, I don't know if anyone's really come up with a terrific solution yet, but I do think there is bipartisan interest in doing something about the high cost of higher education. And there seems to be a recognition across states, no matter what their political orientation, that that the cost of public colleges and universities is really quite a heavy burden on middle-class families. And so many students are graduating with tremendous amounts of student debt, and I do think it's an issue that is of concern to both Republicans and Democrats. It's not really a political issue. The question is, can they come up with solutions that are bipartisan solutions or that can earn the support of people from different parts of the political spectrum? But I think that it's certainly a concern for everybody across the political spectrum.
Scott Greenberger, thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you very much for your interest.
Scott Greenberger is executive editor of Stateline for the Pew Charitable Trust. Pew's annual State of the States report is being issued this week. You can find links at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.